Chapter 10, Bellamy. It was crazy how much their surroundings could change throughout the day. In the mornings, everything felt crisp and new. Even the air had a sharpness to it. Yet in the afternoon, the light mellowed and the colors softened. That's what Bellamy liked best about Earth so far, the unexpectedness. Like a girl who kept you guessing, he'd always been drawn to the ones he couldn't quite figure out. Laughter rose up from the far side of the clearing. Bellamy turned to see two girls perched on a low tree branch, giggling as they swatted at the boy attempting to climb up and join them. Nearby, a bunch of Walden boys were playing a game of keep away with an Arcadian girl's shoe, the owner of which was laughing as she skidded barefoot across the grass. For a moment, he felt a twinge of regret that Octavia still wasn't well enough to join in. She'd had so little fun in her life. But then again, it was probably best that she didn't form any real attachments. As soon as her ankle healed, she and Bellamy would be off for good. Bellamy tore open a crumpled nutrition pack, squeezed half the contents into his mouth, then slipped the carefully folded wrapper back into his pocket. After sorting through the remainder of the wreckage, they discovered what they'd all feared. The few weeks' worth of nutrition packs they'd found when they first landed was all they'd been sent with. Either the council had assumed the 100 would figure out how to live off the land after a month, or they didn't plan on them surviving that long. Graham had strong-armed most people into handing over any packets they'd salvaged and had supposedly put an Arcadian named Asher in charge of distributing them. But there was already a fledgling black market. People were trading nutrition packs for blankets and taking on extra water shifts in exchange for reserved spots inside the crowded tents. Wells had spent the day trying to get everyone to agree to a more formal system, and while some people had seemed interested, it hadn't taken Graham long to shut him down. Bellamy turned as the laughter at the short end of the clearing gave way to shouts. "Give that to me!" one of the Waldenites cried, trying to wrench something away from another. As Bellamy hurried over, he realized it was an axe. The first boy was holding the handle with both hands and was trying to swing it out of reach, while the second boy attempted to grab onto the blade. Others began to descend on the boys, but instead of pulling them apart, they darted between the trees, scooping items into their arms. Tools were scattered on the ground, more axes, knives, even spears. Bellamy smiled as his eyes landed on a bow and arrow. Just this morning, he'd found animal prints. Goddamn, real tracks leading into the trees. His discovery had caused a huge commotion. At one point, there'd been at least 3 dozen people gathering around, all making intelligent, helpful observations like, "It's probably not a bird," and "It looks like it has 4 legs." Finally, Bellamy had been the one to point out that they were hooves, not paws, which meant that it was probably an herbivore, and therefore something they could conceivably catch and eat. He'd just been waiting for something to hunt with, and now, in his first stroke of good luck on Earth, he had it. Hopefully, he and Octavia would be long gone before the nutrition packets ran out, but he wasn't taking any chances. "Hold it, everyone!" a voice rang out over the crowd. Bellamy glanced up as Wells reached the tree line. "We can't just let random people carry weapons. We need to sort and organize these and then decide who should have them." A flurry of snorts and defiant glares rose up from the crowd.